Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Today is February 2nd, and if today's your birthday, a very happy birthday to you. But I'm sorry, you must share your special day with a groundhog. Yes, lest we forget, today's also Groundhog Day. And today in a little town in western Pennsylvania, a groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil will emerge from his burrow. Hey, let's be honest, it's a cage, okay? And he will announce to the world whether we should expect 6 more weeks of winter or whether spring is about to, well, spring forth. It's a quirky tradition here in the United States. I only just learned that it's also observed in Canada, where one presumes the arrival of spring is even more eagerly anticipated than it is here. The ritual is a simple, if somewhat confusing, one. If Phil takes a look around, sees his own shadow because the sun is out, and then retreats back into his burrow, it means winter will hang on for another 6 miserable weeks. Conversely, if the sky is overcast, Phil sees no shadow and stays outdoors, spring's arrival is considered imminent. Now, I like quirky traditions as much as the next person. After all, you know what else today celebrates? February 2nd is National Ukulele Day. Seriously. But I digress. The whole groundhog thing seems counterintuitive to me. If Punxsutawney Phil steps out of his burrow and is greeted by the warmth of a sunny day, wouldn't that indicate spring is close at hand, not several weeks away? But no, Phil evidently marches to the beat of his own drummer. So what is Phil's track record as a weather prognosticator? Sorry to report that it's not good. Phil and a long line of descendants have been at this now since all the way back in the 1880s, and it seems that no matter how many generations of Phils have been assigned the task, they have fared poorly. Records kept by the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, and no, I didn't know there was such an organization. Anyway, those records show that Phil has only been right about 39% of the time, so he's wrong 6 times out of 10. Well, I gotta say, getting the forecast wrong 6 times out of 10 would probably put at risk the job security of the weathermen on our local TV stations. I bet I could get the forecast right more than 39% of the time just by paying attention to my aches and pains. If both my knees hurt, I don't look for balmy spring weather anytime soon. Groundhogs, I'm sure you know, are rodents, and they are also known as woodchucks. No doubt you are familiar with the famous tongue twister. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well, as long as we're having a little fun here, let me ask it a different way. How much ground could a groundhog hog if a groundhog could hog ground? Some questions, my friends, are better left unanswered. In the meantime, tonight, I will sit down, pop some popcorn, and watch yet another rerun of one of my favorite all-time movies, Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray and a dirty rat named Phil.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.